Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control from the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. Temperature here in the village of Boonville is currently minus 3 degrees Fahrenheit. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, January 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center on 6 Scott Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
That's 2PFM. Good evening, Jeff.
Good evening from KA3TFB, Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, Bill in Wexford. Good evening.
All right, there's two. We'll start at the top with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and Bill, everybody else there on the net, putting us in there on Wexford. We got a temperature here of 6 below zero. We had a temperature range today of 6 below zero to 12 above, mostly sunny all day. And right now, say it's down to 6 below, and we're expecting at least 10 to 20 below tonight, from what I understand. And finally found someone out in Pennsylvania who's got, near Pittsburgh, he's got called the repeater builder. He's got another one or two of those channel elements that I need for that low band set, so I can add a transmit element that I can get on 525 on the simplex again when we start getting the ducting again, which I'll be very glad to do again. So with that, I hope everybody's doing all right and staying warm. With that, I'll say God bless at 73s. It's also nice, I'll tell you one thing's nice, is having a vehicle with a gear reduction starter, because that this kind of weather just cranks half a time to once and boom, right off. So you can't beat that for sure. So say God bless, 73s, N2 PFM clear.
Okay, George. Yeah, I agree. Especially with this cold weather coming up. But I'm hoping we'll start getting a warming trend here soon. That's what they were saying. But then again, they have a hard time predicting past 3 days, much less in a week or two. All right, well, have a good one up there and stay warm, and we'll catch up with you later. Let's see, K3TFB, Bill in Wexford. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
KA3TFB, yeah, we dropped out there, so we dropped the link down. I hope we're going to pause here again to see if you are receiving. Over.
Roger, we're receiving. You just kind of watch that app when you hit the transmit button. Sometimes it doesn't always take, and then you got to look at it again. A lot of people just push the transmit button and put the thing up to their mouth there and not look down to see if the transmit button is actually transmitting. So. Yep, but we were copying you there. So what's going on?
Now we took it this time. Listen, there's a lot to this. It's not easy as it sounds. I want people to know that I've logged on to the EchoLink system, KA3TFB in Wexford. Our temperature here is around 15 degrees right now. We're back in a deep freeze. Under unfinished business, an amateur nicely last night was trying to solve this issue with the transmitting part in the EchoLink system. I did back off on the amount of modulation, and I did back away from the microphone, but the thing is I still have issues because I'm linking through so many different pieces of equipment, it's hard to know what for sure it is. But when I do have full power up and I have it real close to my mouth on other nets, I don't have an issue, so we'll look forward to whatever happens here in the future to resolve issues as they come along. I'm so thankful that your home repeater has put the EchoLink system on, so a guy like me can say hello. And with that being said, there, good evening to all. I wish everyone to hunker down tonight in this mass cold weather. It's cold here in Wexford, 20 miles north of Pittsburgh. We'll be down probably around 10 degrees tonight. And, of course, the icicles will shake then. KA3TFB wishing everyone 73, and we'll be listening, and later on we'll log off. Over.
Okay, Bill, well, you're sounding good tonight. I think much of the issue last night was on our end here. Today I rebooted the machine last night, actually, and it still seemed sluggish to me. It wasn't working as fast. So then this morning I turned it off and let it cool for about 4 or 5 hours, and then I turned it back on, and now it seems to be running better. So I have a feeling it has to do with the very old PC that I'm running this on, and I probably got to take the thing apart and blow the dust out of it and make sure the fans are all working, and I think it's overheating a little bit. But it's time to get a new machine for this. I got to get with KC2WI and see if maybe he's got a machine kicking around that we can use an old Windows 95 or XP or even a Windows 7 machine laying around that he might want to donate to the cause and get that going on something a little more stable. But okay, thanks, Bill, and hopefully you guys won't get as cold over there as we are going to get here tonight. They're predicting at least 15 below, and probably get a little cooler than that. All right, this is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins.
5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
KC2WI.
KC2NBU.
Okay, there's three more. We'll start with N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff. Not a whole lot to report, N5AOW. Other than it is minus 9 here and falling very gradually, but it's going down. Yeah, went out and got it. I'm glad I got the paths and different areas around the house blown out. With the snow blower, got that fired up. Pull handle broke on that, and I had to drag it all the way back to the shed to get some power to start it with the electric start. But get everything done, get everything cleaned up, and a little, it wasn't too bad this afternoon, but it did start to cool down later on, more towards evening, later afternoon. So, but I was ready to get back in the house. I was pretty tired, the legs were aching, and pretty much it. I got in the house and worked on a couple little projects. It was pretty much it. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff, and 5AOW, and 73 to everyone on board.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, good day to get that out of the way. Looks like it's going to be a real cold one tomorrow. Won't want to be out there doing it then. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening up there, and stay warm, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, I don't know if you caught the conversation I was having with KE3TFE, but yeah, the EchoLink machine I got here is it's starting to come to the end of its life anyway. I had to repair the drive not that long ago. It was starting to had some bad sectors, and I was able to repair it. And I think it's getting to the point now where it's overheating, and all of a sudden it just slows down. It's not doing anything but EchoLink. I just think it's the heat. And it's getting old. I think this machine here is probably, well, it's over 10 years old. So I know it's got Windows 95, and I just don't remember when we got the machine. But if you happen to have anything laying around there, you might want to donate to for a future EchoLink station. Let me know. I wouldn't mind trying a new piece of hardware. Maybe we can get this thing a little more stable. But anyway, what's going on with you tonight?
KC2WI. fall, I went out this afternoon and got the snowblower going, and boy, I tell you, it worked really good with the cold snow. I could blow it 20 feet if I had tried it right when it was, Monday morning, it wouldn't have worked. It's very good. And even got most of all of it off the driveway where it came down off the roof without too much trouble. And I did a lot of that, and then went for a snowmobile ride down to Lyons Falls and filled it up with gas and rode up to Brandingham and back down. And that was probably about, I think I left at 3:30. I should have done that first, but that's all right. I got back here, it was not dark, it was getting there. And kind of really nice, actually, the size of the sun was going down, kind of a little orangey sky and that. I bundled up, I wasn't cold at all, it was pretty nice out, really. But the sun's out, so it's nice, you know. And there was no real wind or anything other than, the snowmobile wind. There's no crosswind. So, I'm going to say 15, 20, 1, 2, 3 miles, something like that. I think it's about 7 miles. I wasn't paying attention. Straight over to Lyons Falls on the railroad. And that was... a mix of snow and stones. It really wasn't enough snow. If I was the only one on it, it would have been all right, I guess. But up the hill, up to Brandingham, and that was up the top. That was quite good. A little more snow up there. Maybe it didn't even all melt in the warm rain event last week. So it was nice to get out, take a little ride. I don't know, I may go tomorrow. If I do, I'll go straight up to Brandingham. A lot of times I think about going down the old railroad bed to either the River Valley Inn or to Marino's there or just even over to Stewart's to get chili or something. But it's kind of stony, so if I do something, I'll probably go up to Brandingham and get a hamburger at the dental store. I'm going to try to do that tomorrow if I don't get into, having to go somewhere waiting for somebody to come. I get out in the middle of the day, get a little sunshine. And like I said, I just didn't seem cold at all while I was riding. I had many layers on and liner, the little thin gloves inside my gloves and stuff like that, and it was fine. Probably if I'd ridden, 50 miles in a shot or something, it might have just felt cold. But anyway, that's what's going on here, and I could come up with something, especially if, a newer old Windows 98 or something that would, it's really not marketable, but probably worked fine for the Echolink. I don't know if this would work anymore, but I had an old, years ago, it's been probably sitting for at least five, probably more, computer I got. I had two of these. I think I still have them both. 75 megahertz Pentium was a Windows 95, and I put Echolink on it, and it sort of worked, and I put 98 on it, and boy, it worked a lot. Echolink worked a lot better. And I always thought that might be a nice dedicated one for Echolink because it's a low power, small, it's not a big tower, and I assume probably doesn't take, it's probably not a power hungry thing. It's for something that we're going to leave on. But I thought maybe I would use one if I did an Echolink up in Lake Pleasant, but I haven't pulled it out. So you know what, maybe I'll pull that out and just see if it works, and that might be a good one. But I got a bunch of others, so I can come up with something, I'm sure. KC2WI.
Alright, I got one piece of software on there. I gotta look. When I get a chance here tomorrow or the next day here, I'll look. There's one piece on there I use to... Let's see, what am I using that for? It's to mount a network drive, the Amazon S3 drive is where I put those audio files of the recorded nets. I transfer them, you know, I basically store them as a file system here. And there's some software I use that mounts the S3 bucket basically as a file system. I just got to see if that's compatible with 95, well, I think I'm using 95 or 98, I'll have to see. It should be, I'll just have to double check. That's the only thing I'm using besides Echolink, you know, and it runs a few of those scripts, but those all run within the Echolink app, so you should be able to do it with just about anything that Echolink will run on. Anyway, yeah, let me know what you dig up there, and it'll be interesting to see. Okay, let's see, we move on to KC2, MBU. Ray, good evening, what's going on up there on the hill?
Jeff, we got 4 below 0, and I guess it's going to be a cold one tonight. Just watching the Syracuse game. They've fallen behind by 7 points. Really getting interesting. Over.
All right, well, good luck with that. And them games, they always seem to be nail-biters anymore. But, okay. All right, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. For myself, I did a lot of work today and got a bit here to do tonight. Kind of like working late this time of year. Quiet around the house, not a lot of distractions. So going to do some of that here tonight, and that's really about it. I'm going to be staying inside until this temperature gets a little closer to my age. We'll see. Anyway, all right, that's all I have to report tonight. This is KD2AIT. Are there any check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet and return the frequency of regular MCUs. I'd like to thank George and Bill in Wexford and Bill in Otter Lake and Pete and Ray for checking in tonight, and say 73s to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
And a good evening to all KA3PFB signing off through the Echolink system.
Stations I would like to check out tonight, whether without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations can help me.
5AOW, good evening, check. No traffic.
KC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
This is N2MQP.
This is N2WBX, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, very good. Nice call up for up here. N5AOW, all bad. KC2MBU, all great. N2MQP, Carol. N2WBX, Dennis, thank you all for checking in tonight, much appreciated. I imagine your temperature is getting kind of low up that way. There's some stations with or without traffic.
This is KC2WI.
KC2WI, hello Pete. Thank you for checking in. Looking for any additional stations with or without traffic. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. 7312. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 Zero.